When I was young and in my prime, when I was 17, all the lads about the place called me the Bonnie Jean. But there was one that courted me for nearly 7 years, and we were wed, but now he's dead, and left me here in tears. He was very, 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 very kind to me, very kind to me, very kind to me. He was very, 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 very kind to me. I'll never forget when I was married first. I had a beautiful wee house in the west end of Glasgow. I had 4 rooms and a kitchen, 2 stairs up. And I had a beautiful wee American clock that used to go for 8 days. I have seen it go for 8 weeks, but that only happened when he was out of a job. But mind you, as I say, he was very kind to me. If ever I had a cold or anything like that, he would say, Jeannie, he would say, I don't think a wee drop of the hard stuff would do you any harm. And then he would go out and he'd buy a half mudkin, and he would drink it all himself. Then he'd come home and blow his brains in me. Aye, and I'll never forget the last time that him and I was out together. I was at the tailor's ball. Well, everything went well till a row started. It was the awfulest row ever I saw in my life. All the tailors started onto my poor man with their needles. Aye, and it nearly pricked him to death. And after I had gotten home, I sat beside him for 2 years, picking the needles out of him. But still, mind you, if he had his fault, he was very, 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 very kind to me. He was very, very, very... He was very, very kind.